Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By your spirit, Lord God, we thank you. We glorify you. We give you all the praise and glory due unto your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to by your spirit, Lord God. And we just pray that at this moment, oh, Father God, everything that we do and say bring you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr., and your host, The Way, The Truth, and Life Tabernacle, here on Block Talk Radio. And if you'd like to reach us and be a participant, you could call 516-418-5944. Look for the number sign, press that, look for number 1, and you'll be connected to the studio. If you have any comments, questions, or testimonies, or answer to the mystery for tonight, you're going to be able to be contacted with the studio. And we're going to talk to you. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. When I give you the question of the mystery, if you come up with the answer, the church will send you out a beautiful pamphlet of the tabernacle, colorful pamphlet. It's a 4x6 or 4x8 accordion style type of booklet, a pamphlet that you could keep in your Bible when you have the time to look it over and study it. You can open it up and it'll give you a lot of information and you can look over references and help you out. It talks about the furnishings in the tabernacle, patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. Glory be to the Lord. It's also known as the Tent of Meetings. This was a portable tent or portable tabernacle that moved every time that the cloud moved. If you remember when the cloud stood still, that's where they encamped. Glory be to the Lord. When the cloud began to move, they would assemble everything. They would put it away and they'll follow the cloud until it stops again. Glory be to God. So this tabernacle pamphlet talks about the tabernacle and it gives you some explanations or whatever. In the Jewish language, tabernacle is kahan, K-H-A-N. And the priest that was inside, kahanim, and it ends with I-M. So it's a plural. That means there was more than one. If you remember, during Jesus' time, you had Ananias and Caiaphas, two high priests that were there in Jerusalem. So this is a kahan or ordered by and followed through with a kahanim. Glory to the Lord our God. So this is a free gift if you come up with the correct answer. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. After the program is over at 7 o'clock, if you want to contact the church, you could call 772-626-3178. Or you could email the church at lowercase WTL tabernacle, TABERNACLE at comcast.net. Glory, and we would answer you. If you come up, if you bring the answer that way, or if you call in, then I would, the church would mail you the beautiful pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Today's mystery, and we would encourage you to call your family, friends, and neighbors to join us to see if they come up with the answer as well. Glory. Today's mystery, the mystery of godliness. Who are they speaking about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to be looking into those scriptures and the words that are there in our study guide, in our studio, and we should come up with the answer. I'll give you a little hint, and the word incarnation comes to mind. Who are they talking about when they speak about mystery of godliness? Hallelujah. Let us go on to the first verse, 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Blank was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preach unto the Gentiles, believe are in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us take a quick peek. I got a little side note from somebody, and we're going to go over to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, and it's going to tell us a little bit what we're looking for. And it says, chapter 4, verse 24, it says, glory be to the Lord. Blank is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory. So we're talking about the mystery of godliness, blank. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read something, some side notes. The mystery of godliness, and this comes from Fiberbrand's study. The mystery of godliness is not about our godliness. Rather, it is the mystery that makes our godliness possible. The mystery is the appearance of blank. And while it is true that the prophecies in the Old Testament pointed to a coming blank, details were hidden, and the Jews certainly were not expecting a blank who claimed equality with blank. The blank was expected to be blank's instrument and not blank incarnated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'll go on and read a little bit more. Tells you here. Blank came down from heaven for us and for our salvation. As stated in the Nicene Creed, the work of our Lord blank on the cross. Is the theme of heavenly praises. We get a glimpse of the throne room of heaven in Revelation chapter 4 and 5. Blank is at the center of the throne, surrounded by thousands upon thousands of angels who loudly say, worthy is the blank who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. The heart of the gospel leads the angels to never-ending worship. How about each of us? If theological knowledge of the incarnation does not lead us to worship, transforming our entire life perspective, something is wrong. The amazing can become ordinary when we grow too familiar with it. The edges of the truth can be worn smooth, numbing our perspective of it. It no longer jots us. Let us pray for our renewed sense of awe and contemplate anew that blank became one of us. If we are genuine, humbled by the mystery of godliness, it should make our proclamation of the gospel easier. True will flow from us more naturally, enabling others to come to the saving faith in blank. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, we understand by the scriptures and by the studies that we have that we're talking about a particular person, and we'll see who the scriptures is talking about. Hallelujah. Let's go to Mark chapter 4 and verse 11. Mark chapter 4 and verse 11. The word of God says, "And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of blank, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables." Do you understand, brothers and sisters, that as we pray and as we seek God and as we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us into all truth, that the word of God will be revealed to us and the different meanings and hidden mysteries there in the word of God would be available to us. But we need to come unto the Holy Spirit, who will guide us and direct us, who will lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will make known his word to us. In 1 Peter, it says that the word, we have a more sure word of prophecy. Let me read it to you quick so you could understand it a little bit better than by hearing it. And I want you to look it up. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19 through 21 says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. We know that he is good because he always expands himself to us. And we are to be obedient in awe because we are representatives. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. And when the Bible says, when the people see us and see our works, they should glorify our Father. And that is very important why we will continue to do the right thing. Because of the fruits of the Spirit is holiness and righteousness. We are to live holy and righteous and be an example to the world. So no man will have an excuse. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give him all the glory. We give him all the praise and honor due unto him. Hallelujah. Let us go on to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 12. And the word of God says as follows. Chapter 4, verse 12. 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. And we could go to verse 12 as well. Verse 2, it says, "Hereby know ye the spirit of blank. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of blank." Glory be to the Lord. And verse 12, it says, "No man has seen blank at any time. If we love one another, blank dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us." Glory be to the Lord. So I gave you a little hint in some of the words there that we are going to be looking at. But one of the words is incarnation. Paul said that if we take away the resurrection, if Christ never resurrected, then we are most men most miserable because our faith is in vain. We're believing a lie. But we're not believing a lie because the word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Jesus Christ was buried, that he resurrected according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by many, many people that day. in that week, 40 days that he was with the disciples. Many people have seen him. Many witnesses have seen him. So we know that he overcame sin. He overcame death. He resurrected, like the scripture says. Glory be to the Lord. If you go back to Psalms 16 and Psalms 22, it talks about that his body will not see corruption. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And why not? Because he will be resurrected. He was resurrected on the third day, according to the scripture, just like he said he would. So the mystery of godliness, who are they speaking about? Who are they speaking about? You could call Block Talk Radio at 516-418-5944, give your answer. And if you're correct, the church will mail you a free, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory, with a lot of information that will help you understand what the tabernacle is all about. At one time, the Israelites, they had a portable tabernacle or tent of meetings. In these last days, when we was baptized with the Holy Spirit, he came not only alongside of us, but he came inside of us. So God is within us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us go on and let's reread 1 Timothy 3:16, and let's break it down and see what the scriptures are saying to us. Hallelujah. The first thing we're going to understand, it says, and without controversy. So, you know, when we know that there are about 4,200 religions and beliefs out there, but there's only one empty tomb. And I noticed through a lot of the news where the Muslim leaders are questioning people. They are attracting people to themselves who sometimes don't understand or know the scriptures 100%. So it just appears like the Muslim leader has the edge, you know, but it's a disgrace that they're walking around and they're carrying the Bible because they don't believe what it says. If they were to believe what it says, they would turn from their wickedness. Because first of all, they don't believe in the crucifixion. They don't believe Jesus Christ was crucified. Yet, Matthew 24, around verse 29, it says immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sign, now you go down to verse 29, it says the sign of the coming of the Lord would appear. He's going to come in the clouds, power and glory. And when you go to Zechariah, the Jewish people are going to ask him, where did you get these marks? And he's going to answer them and say, I got them in my friend's house. What marks are we going to talk about, brothers and sisters? Well, the marks of the cross. You're going to see the nail prints in his wrists. You're going to see the nail prints in his feet. You're going to see the mark of the crown of thorns on his forehead, his head. You're going to see the whippings that occurred in his back and his chest. You're going to see the puncture wound from the spear that went into his side, into his heart. These marks, the Jesus that the Muslims believe in, don't have it because they don't believe in the crucifixion. Or they'll say, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary. But that's, you know, like what Jesus said. They love me or they talk about me with the mouth, but their heart is far from me. They don't believe in the crucifixion. So you have to be very careful that you don't get drawn in and they're going to suggest that because of the Quran, you must follow the Mahdi or Muhammad. But that's not true. If you go to the cave, if you go to the sepulcher, you're going to see the bones of Muhammad there. there's only one empty tomb. The true Yeshua HaMashiach rose from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The true Yeshua HaMashiach has the marks of the cross on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go. And so there's a lot of scriptures as you read your scriptures, as you read your word. There's a lot of worldly extra biblical books that was written that gives you information. You know that in 1947, a little Bendelin Shepherd found the Dead Sea Scrolls in Qumran. And in there, you have the whole book of Isaiah. You have books of the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, they just translated the Qumran Scrolls into English. So we have the Dead Sea Scrolls Bible, which is the oldest Bible in the world. It's over 1,000 years old. Even way before the King James Version, and even way before the Quran. So, you know, what are they going to do when they put the Quran next to the Bible? You know, to them, the Quran is a holy book. But let me tell you something. A holy book doesn't tell you to kill people because of who they are not. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Bible says we are to love our enemies. So without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Was manifested in the flesh. Manifested. What does that mean to you, brothers and sisters? The Word of God tells us in the writings that Jesus paid the price for our sins before the foundations of the world. Before all this took place, Jesus had paid the price already. He went through this already. He knows what he was going to go through physically because he went through it. He knew it. But something happened. You and I, brothers and sisters, were not worthy because our blood was tainted. You go ask the most holy person on this earth, have they committed sin? Any of the Ten Commandments, have they broken any of the Ten Commandments? And if they are truthful, they're going to say yes, because the commandments will find them out. So mankind was tainted with sin. And it came all the way from Adam and Eve. Because of one man's sin, sin fell upon all of us. And death fell upon all of us because of one man's sin. God had a plan. And his son, Jesus Christ, manifested himself in the flesh. He took on human flesh. The Word of God tells us that he left his glory in heaven and took on the form of a man. He was obedient even unto the death on the cross. He was a servant. He was our Savior. He's the one that shed his precious blood on the cross. No one else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says here, justify in the spirit. Justify. Justify. How can Christ be justified in the spirit? Well, he was a spiritual man. He was all God. He was all man. And his blood was not tainted like your blood and my blood. And when he gave his blood and he presented his blood in the temple to his Father, Jesus Christ being justified, the work that he did showed that he was justified. The anointing upon him showed that he was justified. It wasn't something that he was making up. The words that he spoke, the actions that he did, was not of his. It all was his Father. He was just doing what he saw, what he heard. And because he was obedient, he was justified. He was killed, murdered, buried, but he rose again on the third day by the power of the Holy Spirit. He rose again. Hallelujah. No one else has done that. Muhammad didn't do that. Mary, the Virgin, didn't do that. These are all types of religions that have so-called leaderships that are precious in their eyes. But when you look at their testimony, when you look at their life, it doesn't measure up. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Scene of angels. Do you remember the angels at the Garden of Gethsemane came to minister to Jesus? Do you remember the angel that came when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness? Do you remember the angels that came and rolled the stone away? Do you remember? Scene of angels. They saw him even before the foundations of the earth. When he created them, they saw him, called them his sons. And they sang in the heavenly choir when the earth was being formed. Scene of angels. Preach unto the Gentiles. And we know that that's true, because when you look at Isaiah 61, when the Jewish people rejected Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, they did not recognize the time of the visitation. Jesus Christ then spoke to Gentiles, Peter to the Gentiles. He sent Paul to the Gentiles. As a matter of fact, if you look at his lineage and you look at the five women that are mentioned there in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, four out of the five were Gentile women. There was only one Jewish woman from the tribe of Levi, because of Solomon, was Mary. Mary brought forth the priesthood unto Jesus Christ. And when Joseph married Mary, he brought forth the royalty until Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ's title is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Peter and Paul and the disciples, after they went to the Jewish people that rejected, they encountered Gentiles. And Gentiles believe. And that was a great event, because at one time, the Gentiles believed in multiple gods. There was pagans, idolaters. But God, because of the stiffness of the Jewish hearts, and because they were blinded by the enemy, it opened the door for the Gentiles to be grafted into the olive tree. And when that occurred, and they received by faith the word of God, they were able to be saved. Salvation came up to Jews first. But when they rejected salvation, when they rejected Jesus Christ, the Gentiles stepped in. And at this moment, a lot of Gentiles have received the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, have gone throughout the world and preached the gospel to people. And many people have come to know the Lord because the Gentiles heard the scriptures. They received the scriptures and they went out and did what God said to them to do. So what happened? Jesus Christ, you know, when the word went out to the world, they believed on in the word. They believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. They saw Paul, they saw Peter and the other apostles. They came not just with the word. Paul said, we came demonstration of the power of God. They saw men being healed. They saw men and women being delivered from demonic possessions because the disciples did obey the gospel. They did go out and began to share the gospel with unbelievers. And then it says, received up into glory. Received up into glory. If you remember Acts chapter 1, it says Jesus was with the disciples for 40 days, speaking about himself, speaking and showing with many infallible proofs. And when he took them to the Mount of Bethany, Mount Olives, he was ascended. A cloud received them up into glory. And the angels appeared there. Remember, he was seen of angels. The angels appeared and said to the apostles, you men of Galilee, why are you staring up into the heavens? This same Jesus that was taken from you shall come back in like manner. Hallelujah. And Jesus promised that he will go and prepare a place for us, and that he will come back and receive us unto himself, that where he's at, we may be also. So when you read in the Bible, mystery of godliness, who are they talking about? Who are they talking about? Now, don't get confused. God manifested himself in three forms, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Or better said, Jesus manifested himself in three ways. Jesus is God. If you read 1 John chapter 5, towards the last verse, it says in verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and had given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we see and we are in him that is true, even the Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So we see Jesus Christ is a true God and eternal life that has come to all of us. And when you read Acts chapter 2, verse 38, when Peter gave that beautiful disclosure, the men of Jerusalem asked them, what must we do to be saved? And he tells them in Acts chapter 2, I'll read to you, and verse 38. Peter says the following. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you remember when Peter gave the disclosure, when the disciples received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, that the Spirit gave them utterance, it was because that their Pentecost was fully come. A mighty rushing wind came from heaven and sat upon each of them like cloven tongues. It separated unto cloven tongues upon each of the disciples, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And the men who were in Jerusalem, they came from all over the world because they were going to celebrate Pentecost. Some of them said that these disciples were drunk with wine. Peter stood up and said, not so. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what Joel had said. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your young men, your young women shall prophesy. Your old men shall see visions and have dreams. And when he gave the dissertation as to what happened to Jesus Christ, the men asked him, what shall we do to be saved? It's when he revealed that in the name of Jesus Christ, We know that from the book of Philippians, God has given Jesus Christ a name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, this is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. and your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, here on Blog Talk Radio. You could be contacted with the studio if you call 516-418-5944. Look for the number sign, look for number one, press that, and I will see an indication with the arm up, meaning that you want to be connected to the studio, and you will be connected with the studio if you have the answer to the question, who are they speaking about when they say mystery of godliness? Lord, on 1 Timothy 3:16, the mystery of godliness, who are they speaking about? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We read some scriptures. We dove a little bit into some of the words that is there on 1 Timothy 3:16. And when you put it all together, you come up with an answer to that question. Who are they speaking about? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. While we're waiting, we're going to ask God to look upon those that are working in Blog Talk Radio. Look upon them and their family. Hedge them about. Have the angels guard them from all harm and danger. We will pray that God will give them traveling mercies when they're going home and coming to work. And that God will keep them. And if there's one who doesn't know the Lord, and I pray that the word is seated in their hearts, and that they will also say, what must I do to be safe? Because we have an imminent expectation of the return of Jesus Christ for his church, and we believe that he's going to come soon. And we're studying the word of God because we don't want to be idle. We want to continue to study the word of God and see what the word of God is telling us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Next Sunday, the mystery is going to be taken from Acts. If you remember, before the Holy Spirit was given, Jesus told the disciples to remain in Jerusalem until they be empowered until they be endued with power from on high. And they were supposed to wait for the promise of the Father. What is the promise of the Father? That is the mystery for next week. So I would encourage you to study your word and speak the word as the Spirit gives you, and call it, and we will share the gospel with you. We will share the free gift that we have there. It's a beautiful accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. It's a colorful pamphlet where you could keep in your Bible, and when you have the opportunity, you could open it up and study and learn all about the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. So we see a colorful picture of the tabernacle, but if you go back to Exodus and to Leviticus, you're going to also hear that it's called the meetings. And that's where God the Father met Aaron and Moses, and where God told Moses what to do in order to make Aaron his brother, the Kohanim, and the sons as well, what he was supposed to do. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So this beautiful, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet will be sent to you free if you come up with the correct answer. I'll give you a little itinerary of the church. On Sundays at 6 p.m., like today, we have our Bible mystery, where we ask a question and we'll give some hints as to the answer with some of the details that we enter in the studio platform there. On Tuesdays at 3 a.m. in the morning, we have our intercessory prayer time. We pray from 3 to 4 in the morning. The Holy Spirit guide us and direct us to change from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. because we know that that's the beginning of the fourth watch. Jesus prayed on the fourth watch. And we know that in the third watch, 12 to 3, the enemy has what we call the witching hour. There's a lot of demonic, satanic activity in the air then. And we just pray that God will give us understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of his word. And understand that when we was baptized with the Holy Spirit, we receive authority and we receive ability. That's what is called, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So we have exousias power, which is a authority in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have dunamis power, which is ability that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. The things that we do is not done on our own or reflective of our name. Thing that we do, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. And I want you to learn that. Yeshua HaMashiach, that's his name. Remember when he walked in Jerusalem, when he walked in Galilee, they spoke in the Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic language, and he was known as Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I have a bonus question to ask. HaMashiach, the Christ, is that his last name or is it his title, one of his titles? We're going to make that one of our mysteries that we're going to ask. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for everything that you have done. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is wonderful. God is perfect. God has given us an understanding of his word. Jesus said the word is spirit and the word is alive. So when we read the word of God, we're just not reading it. We're just not reading it for reading its sake. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand. Remember what Jesus said, when Spirit comes, he will judge the world of sin, righteousness, hallelujah. And we'll go back to the Gospel of John, and we're going to read what Jesus said, so we get it correctly there. So we would know what, going back to chapter 16, around that area. Glory be to the Lord. So when the Spirit comes, he will judge the world of sin, judgment, and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read to you what the scripture says so you don't think that I'm making it up. Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for I go not away. The Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. You see, without Jesus Christ, you have no redemption from your sin. You have no cleansing from your sin. Or you could try to keep the law and try to justify yourself. But the word tells us that through the law, no flesh will be justified. Then it goes on to say, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of righteousness. Remember, Jesus Christ did not commit sins, so he was righteous. And he's able to open the door. He's able to go before the Father. And the Father has received them. As a matter of fact, several times, the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And Jesus Christ is able to enter into heaven because he's been justified in everything that he did and everything that he said. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So the prince of this world is judged already. The Bible tells us in Isaiah, hell was not made for man, but it was made for the devil and his angels. But because of man's disobedience, hell has enlarged himself or herself. The mouth of hell has opened up. And many people have descended into it because of their disobedience. And that's what happens, my brothers and sisters, when you fail to be obedient unto the Lord. You have to deal with the consequences that's going to occur at the return of Christ Jesus. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Once again, you could call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected with the studio. And if you have a comment, question, or testimony, or an answer to the question, you could just say so. The question is, mystery of godliness. Who are they speaking about? Glory be to the Lord. And that comes from 1 Timothy 3:16. I believe, yes. The platform says Timothy 2:16, but it should say 3:16. Let me correct that, because if you should be copying information, and I want you to copy. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we made the correction there. 1 Timothy 3:16 speaks about the controversy, the mystery of godliness. There's no controversy there. When you're born again, when you have the Spirit of God within you, and you pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to clarify things for you, he will. Because Jesus says, ask what you will in my name, and the Father will give it unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have less than 3 minutes to go. You could contact the church via email, lowercase WTL, Tabernacle, TABERNACLE, at comcast.net. That's to the pastor's email. And you want to email directly to the church, is same thing, lowercase. It's the same email, except it's at gmail.com. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So you could write directly to the church and someone will pick up, or you could mail the pastor directly. If you want to speak to the pastor after the show is completed, after the program is completed, you could call the church at 772-626-3178. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I would encourage you, don't forget to don't forget the assembly of yourself. That means you should be going to church on Sundays and whenever they have Bible class or any kind of activity during the week. Continue the itinerary. On Thursdays at 6 p.m., we have the Bible study, and we've been studying Is Christianity Real? This Thursday, we're going to talk about the power in the resurrection. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The power in the resurrection from 1 Corinthians 15, and we're going to go from verse 1 to verse 22. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And what I would say is I pray that until the next time, may the Lord richly bless you. And you have the phone number. You have the email address. And you could call us or email us at those addresses, and we will answer you. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.